Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We sometimes find that some of the actions or decisions made by our Prophet and Imams don't really make sense to us. In fact, sometimes these instances lead us to question our beliefs. Let me show you. Imam Ali didn't fight for his right, so maybe it wasn't really his right. It was just a suggestion by the Prophet. Wait, what? Imams did taqiyya? Imams were too brave to do taqiyya. This must all be fabrications. Imam Mahdi's birth has very few historical evidence. Surely then it must all be a lie. These were just a few examples, but you get the point. So how do we deal with such questions? Well, the first thing we need to ingrain in our minds is the fact that history does not define our beliefs. Rather, our beliefs explain history. Let me just elaborate. History has two aspects to it: the facts and the analysis. Now, historical facts are what they are, assuming they have been reported correctly, of course. But to make sense of these facts and to connect the dots and understand what they mean in the bigger picture, we need to interpret them. And this is where beliefs come in play. The beliefs we have actually influence how we analyze history. This isn't a matter of imposing anything on history. The facts remain what they are. It's the interpretation and placing the facts in the bigger context that is defined by our beliefs. The second thing we need to remind ourselves is that we need to weigh the different tools we possess in order to choose one narrative over the other. If history seems to contradict a clear intellectual, Quranic or Hadithi reality, then that historical report or interpretation needs to be put aside, or at best, interpreted again correctly. Now, let's come back to those questions at the start and very quickly answer them in light of established intellectual, Quranic and Hadithi realities, and of course, concrete historical evidence. Imam Ali had the right of Khilafah based on clear proofs established earlier, but we find that he had very few companions who really supported him. And to avoid weakening the Ummah at such an early stage in Islam, the better stance to take was to swallow the bitterness of injustice and bear the oppression with patience. As for the second question, Imams were constantly under the surveillance of the government, and they were surrounded by an Ummah that did not support them, but just about considered them as respectable scholars. In such an environment, when saying the right things can sometimes compromise greater benefits for Islam and the Ummah, the Imams had to avoid revealing certain realities. This is something very rational. Taqiyya is not a card made up by scholars and simply pulled out to explain contradicting ahadith. Rather, taqiyya is an established fact in the seerah of the Ahlul Bayt, who, out of their wisdom and for a greater purpose, had to withhold from saying out the whole truth to everyone. Finally, Imam Mahdi's birth is an established fact based on multiple ahadith discussed previously, but his birth had to be hidden to save his life and thus save Imamah and Islam. Hence, relatively fewer reports of this reality is found in standard historical texts. So let's look at history in light of established facts and wisdom, and everything will make perfect sense. This was a very quick recap. Do watch session 17 entirely for a better understanding.